Hello. Congratulations. All right. We are now joined by our race winner, Tyler Reddick, driver of the number 45 McDonald's Toyota. This is Tyler's second win of the season, moves him into the points lead by 10 points, I believe for the first time in your career. If you can just take us through that race today and that big win.
Like, I don't know if it really counts, but I think when I won, was that the first or second duel that I was in? Whatever. I don't know. It was a pretty chaotic race for us going into the night. We had a bad restart and just didn't really know where we were going to stack up. But I think we had a good sense of direction of what we need to do. Going into today's race, the first time we came to what our plan was going to be coming down pit road for the first time. So I think we just made good adjustments on our car all day. It wasn't really a smooth day. We made some mistakes on pit road, and it put us in a bad spot going into stage three, but it put us right behind the wreck, which was I don't know, just luck, I guess. So we had some good restarts after that and just kept passing cars and getting closer to the front. And obviously we had to take a little more fuel than the nine and some of those guys, and we just had to go up there and pass them back. So all in all, it was a great day. I didn't know how it was going to shake out with a caution to six to go. Was hoping to just maintain control. We didn't. And then we just got a really good push from Ty on the last restart and propelled us back into the lead.
Awesome. Thank you. We'll go to media questions. Please raise your hand. We'll bring you a wireless mic. We'll start with Jeff, Bob, Dustin.
Are you and Jordan on talking terms?
I think so. I think we're good.
You think you're good? Is he here?
No, he's not.
He's not? Okay. I was worried. I mean, that episode, I was like, damn, you guys are really not happy with each other. You were very confused, and then he got really butthurt when you thought he was absolutely crazy, which I think 90% of America thought he was crazy. So,
thank you for being on my side. I appreciate
that. Yeah, absolutely.
is your mentality, it's easy from an outside perspective to be like, man, Tyler Reddick, he's been fast and, you know, he's had a chance to win, but now he's putting it together. Now he's getting the finishes. Now he's not, you know, doing anything. He's taking what it gives him. You know what I mean? Is that the case? Like, has your mentality changed, or is this just circumstances that have allowed you guys to capitalize on your speed?
I think it does change a little bit. I think back to when I was in the 19 of BKR, you know, racing against Eric Jones, and we were trying to, and that was the old school format back then. It was just kind of about having solid finishes. Don't take yourself out of the, you know, one spot's not a break, make or break. You know, you got to think long term. It's a season long points battle. And when I feel like I'm in that position where I have to think about, you know, points and be a little smart, I think it's a good thing for me because I like to be at 105% or 110%. So it pulls me back a little bit. And, you know, in the beginning of the race, I want to be more aggressive, but I'm like, man, I think I'm a little loose. And, yeah, you know, because of thinking of points, I pull it back a little bit. I'm like, yeah, let's tighten it up a little bit if we get an opportunity next time we pit, which ended up being today, you know, the first time we hit pit road and just woke our car up. You know, it's a fine line with this car trying to understand what the balance is going to have. You know, sometimes if you got a little bit of wiggling in the back of this car, it doesn't necessarily mean you're loose. It might just be bumps or something else, and we got it right today. We need to be a little bit tighter, and our balance was better. But I do feel like whether it was that year I mentioned or, you know, was when I was in the two car racing against the 20 and the 00 for the regular season championship, you know, just trying to think a big picture has been good for me. You know, early in the year, a number of years of my career in the Cup Series, we have a really rough start, and I just think, I got to win. And I feel like it costs us points because I'm more aggressive than I probably should be. So, yeah, I think having a points mindset is good for me because I like to be more aggressive probably than I should be in a lot of situations.
Bob, Dustin, either way.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. So, Denny talked about your race craft and feeling like that's something that you've gotten very good at, even improved, gotten better and better at. Is that as much part of it, or what do you feel like you're doing a better job in getting these top threes as opposed to, you know, maybe last year or year before at times. And again, I know that some of it's team aspect as well, but building on that.
I think it's keeping a level head. It's so easy to get really upset and frustrated when you have a car that's running top five all day and you have a bad pit stop or something goes awry. You know, I think of Indy a couple weeks ago where we're kind of on our strategy, things are going to work out, and a caution falls at the worst time, right? It's so easy to get pissed and just kind of throw it all away, you know, let your anger get the best of you. And I feel like just been doing a better job of keeping a level head, not letting the stuff affect me and thinking, okay, reset, what's our next move going to be? How are we going to pass this car ahead of us in the next one? And so just having a better mindset has helped me. But also, again, you know, we're in a spot. We're battling for the regular season championship. And with that, my mindset is more thinking about that more so than my position. You know, how do I pass the next guy? Trying to be a little bit smarter. And I think that's helped me this year so far.
You were in the unusual situation of signing a deal a year ahead of your contract was up, and Denny talked about at the time like you being a generational talent. And now to, you know, be leading the points, having this success, you know, a couple of years ago, even with your Xfinity success, what was it like to hear the praise of that sense and the way that Denny talked about you, and how do you feel like you're, I don't know, fulfilling it, or if that's the right word, at this point?
Yeah, for me, I remember winning the first championship and moving on to RCR and kind of having to start over and do it again. And, you know, that second year with RCR was just, it seemed like everything went, we had some bad days for sure, but a lot of things went our way. We won a lot of races and we got to Homestead, and I just had more motivation than I ever thought was possible to win that race, win the championship. So I think, you know, how aggressive I continue to be in certain moments has helped me along the way. But then there's been other moments when knowing when to pull back and just see another corner, see another lap, let that position go has helped me in some other aspects. So it was really cool to see, you know, guys like him and Michael and others in our sport paying attention to the hard work I was putting in and trying to turn things around to RCR. And, you know, we had a good year, right? We won three races at the end of it. Ultimately, the playoffs went catastrophically for us, but it was really cool to see that they saw what I was bringing to the table there and how I was able to improve the program, and they wanted me to be a part of that. Toyota wanted me to be a part of their story as well and improve their cars, and I feel like we've gotten better at road courses since I've gotten there. We made things better. It's just really nice to be aligned with great people that share the same vision and goals that you have, and it's been a really fun year from that aspect this year, watching us just climb up through the rankings and the point standings, if you will, and just continue to have really solid races. I don't know, being back there in points really, really far, you get desperate, you do things you probably shouldn't week in and week out, and you lose points that are on the table that are pretty easy to get. And I think we've done just a good job of taking what the days will give us and getting good finishes out of it, not making critical mistakes. Yeah, I probably give up a second here or there on the racetrack, getting pit road, getting off of it, but big picture, it's nice having to keep that in the back of my mind. I think for me, it kind of keeps me underneath my ceiling of 105%, and I finished more races out of it.
Denny's talked about you've asked him a lot of questions, and you guys have talked a lot. How has he impacted you in what you've been able to pick up? And since you mentioned Michael, I don't know how much, you know, I know you're not talking racing and, you know, what to do exactly on the track, but somebody like Michael, I don't know how he rubs off or how he's impacted you.
Yeah, I mean, without a doubt, Michael's a competitive individual, and we've seen over his career, what he brings to the table to motivate us is something that you can't buy. It's a great asset for us to have. But then also, you know, having an owner and competitor in Denny is a great thing. You know, I know he's going to race really hard on the racetrack, as he should. But it's nice to be able to lean on him and get information that it's two-way street, right? As it should be, you know? And I feel like he's able to help me with a lot of things I don't know about, and I'm hoping in return there's things that I pick up on that can benefit him and the 11 car too. So it's just it's been fun. It's really been great. And it was a great recovery style day. I mean, I thought we were going to kind of get out of here at one point, best case, 40 points, somewhere in the top 10, and for us to rebound like we did, win the race, and get the points that we did was icing on the cake.
Bob Packer, Fox Sports. What does it mean to, or what does it do for you to win a race where you lost the lead, kind of a questionable caution, lose the lead, and you don't want to start at the inside because you feel like you're not good at the inside, and you still end up winning?
Well, that's why I have a great team around me, right? I was selling myself short a little bit. I think in to start this race or get it back going, I was behind the 48. It really cost me and Alex a bunch of spots trying to go bottom of three, and we both went way, way back. So that was in my mind, and then, you know, I just didn't feel like I had good restarts on the bottom on Sunday and the first couple on Monday, so today. So I was trying to think big picture a little bit too much in that moment. But ultimately, you know, if Billy and Nick are going to tell me, hey, regardless, you need to take the bottom if it's there, I'm going to listen to it, and I'm going to think of how I can do the best job to get the lead back. And Ty played a huge role in that, giving me a really, really good push. He got me just ahead enough to where I was able to clear the 24, and the rest is history.
Steve Schweitzer with Alaska Press. Is it fair to say that without the push from Ty, that you probably wouldn't have been able to pass the 24?
Yeah, finished third, fourth. Yeah, very fair.
Do you know, was there any communication between your team and the 54 team on where to line up at the end?
No, I didn't know where it was going to work out. You know, you always hope it's a teammate pushing you, because you know, things just match up better. The bodies match up. The way the engine makes power, all those things work a little bit better. Obviously, if it would have been the six, I feel like Brad's always been a really good pusher. He's really good at understanding how this stuff works as well. So I would have felt pretty good about it either way. But just knowing Ty and him knowing me and knowing how I'm going to approach the restart, it just worked really, really well. Obviously, I didn't want the 24 to really get, you know, half a car ahead. But it was kind of a perfect storm. He got ahead just enough to where I could get on his left rear. And I was able to use that side draft and the push to kind of propel ourselves in the lead.
Taylor DeSormo with MLive.com. Have you had the chance to talk to MJ yet? And did he regret not coming back today?
I don't know. If I felt better about going into it, into the night, I would have, you know, tried to keep him to stay, but I didn't really know how it was going to work out. You know, we kind of had a subpar day on Sunday. We didn't pass anybody. We got passed. We lost positions on restart, so I didn't know how our day was going to shake out. We had a good mindset and strategy for adjustments on the car going into today, and it worked out perfectly. So, yeah, it's something I regret. I probably should have at least tried to keep him to stay, but at the moment, I didn't know if we were even going to finish top five. So, just how racing can be sometimes. But we're really proud of the team for making the right adjustments and getting my confidence back where it needed to be for today.
Lee Spencer, SiriusXM NASCAR Radio and CatchFence.com. Did you take a leap of faith going with Denny when you did? Because when you think about it, they were in their infancy, brand new team. You left to one of the, you know, iconic organizations in the sport. But, you know, here was a guy that had a vision and, you know, clearly MJ. But, you know, you talked a little about Denny when Dustin asked you. But just overall, you know, for a guy that was, what, you know, a year into his first gig as a team owner, what was it about him that you said, you know, I have to be a part of this, and what have you seen since that just gives you such hope for the future?
Yeah, just potential, I think, is one part of it. You know, I saw week in and week out racing against both their cars, the speed they bring to the table, the culture that they have at 2311 is also important to me. It takes everything to have a really good team. And I just saw how fast they were building and just the rate of progression that they were on. I knew that there's a lot of things that play into it, but one factor for sure is performance on the racetrack. And I knew that as time would continue to go on, they would continue to climb. And I feel like we're really seeing it now. You know, a lot of weeks, me and Bubba are really, really fast in practice. It doesn't always work out in the race, right? But the capability of our cars are really, really high. They allow us to run inside the top five and have speed to get out front and be able to hold on to the lead as well. So a number of things play into it. I also just wanted to sink my feet into ground that I know that I'd be there for a while, be there for a number of years, and build a program and build our way to the top. And felt really good about that with 2311. And yeah, everything happens for a reason. And it was great for us and our group on the 45 to be able to start that process a year early and begin to learn each other and learn, you know, what we need to work on and improve. And it's really helped for year two.
All right, we're going to close with Larry.
Can you put your fan hat on and just talk about what this next couple of weeks is going to be like with, you know, at least two drivers with a shot to get in without winning, thanks to your win, and just how dramatic of a chase it'll be at the bottom and the top?
I feel like it always is. You know, with that first year with the next-gen car was pretty crazy. Last year was really close, unfortunately, between two Toyotas with Ty and Bubba. But, yeah, it's just how this can go sometimes. You know, it doesn't take many bad weeks to put you in a bad spot. But also, you know, yeah, at the top, you know, a lot of us are running really good, and you just never know when a bad day is going to come your way. Certainly, you know, the 5 and 11. 11 got a good finish out of it, but the 5 with their incident hurt them for sure. It's really tight on speed on the racetrack, tight on points. That's what this next gen era has really done. It's brought us all a lot closer together, from the front of the field to the back, and just the little things that little moments in your day can really affect you so much. That's why today was just so cool and crazy. I mean, we, you know, typically in the next gen era, if you're at the back of the lead lap going into stage three, you're fighting to get 15th. So just what made this day so much cooler is being able to win it like we did. But the competition's tight out there. I mean, it's a matter of a couple feet here and there, clearing yourself up, getting in the line or not, can cost you so many spots. Competition's just so tight, front to back.
Thank you, Tyler. Congratulations.
Thank you guys.